Shigone Tane Kire, Shigiri Raj Maharaj Kire, Shishi Jagannath Palare Shabhadra Kire, Shishi Radha Govinda Kire, Shishi Radha Vavavara Kire, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kire, Hare Ram Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sunyavavadi Astyatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadhi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
a roaring kirtan to warm up, huh? Dancing around. Oh, we'll warm up in a minute, don't worry. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone, thank you for coming on this wonderful, joyous, auspicious occasion. It's a marvelous event, a blissful event, a pleasing event, purifying event, everything auspicious. Today, now we just get a few things in order here. Can someone pop down to the temple room and bring four scriptures? Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, and if possible, Chaitanya Charitamrita. One book of each. We're going to have four volunteers, not now, but during the actual yajna, to read from these four scriptures. Four devotees. We'd like to read. One sits on each corner. One over there, one over there, one over here, and one over here. And you're going to read from Prabhupada's books during the yajna. It's a very important part of the yajna. So we're going to ask four. Who would like to be those four volunteers? One, two, three, four. Okay, no shortage there. Now we're also going to have a kirtan party going throughout the yajna. Simon, you're going to be. Adam, you're going to be here. And is Jai Shishi Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. All we need in Krishna consciousness to be safe and secure is the merciful glance of the pure devotees in the Lord.
We have no problem. It will always keep us protected.
And they come out, they're going to be very close together today. There they are. Gorgeous. And a few others, maybe a few seating arrangements. Now, I don't know how you do it here, but normally the candidate in today's case, comes a little closer to the kund than he is right now. Is that correct? Usually come quite close. Maybe it's different here, I don't know. As in Rome, do as the Romans do. As in Melbourne, do as the Melbournians do. But usually get a little closer, a little difficult to reach. You can all come a little closer. You tell me, Krishnagraja Pro, when you're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, we're ready, steady, go.
When,
no. Well, yeah, when you're ready. No! You've got to do the purification and so many things first. You've got to introduce the situation, tell people what's going on step by step, keep it so that everyone knows what's happening. So we're going to begin with some preliminary... Pardon? Yeah, after the lecture. So we're going to start with some preliminary purification and a few, Mangalacharana, a few introductory items, and then we'll have a lecture which won't go on too long. We're a little bit, well, by Malaysian or Indian standards we're early, but probably a little late by Melbourne standards, so we won't go on too long. We'll have a little kirtan and a lecture, and then the initiation will begin. It's begun already. The real initiation is already begun. So are you ready?
Yeah.
So we'll hand over for a short while to Krishna Agraja. So would you want the microphone? Speak loud so they can understand. Now we're going to need an Acharman cup here too, aren't we? We should also do Acharman. The Shastras are there. You've got your books. What have you got? Nectar Devotion, CC, Bhagavad Gita, and perfect. First class. Excellent books. You can stay where you are right now. We'll organize you later. Anything else? Who's in the Kirtan party? Adam, you've got some men. Two or three of you. You'll just gently sing as the yagya is going on. The main thing in initiation and any sacrifice is the chanting of Hare Krishna. All the mantras and the fire and everything, these are all secondary things which help to solidify the event and evoke auspiciousness and also to attract others to Krishna consciousness, to solidify our own commitments, our own sankalpa and so on in our hearts, a strong impression in our hearts. You know, when we sit in front of the fire, in front of the deities and so on, it has a permanent etching effect, or a samskara within our hearts, and we make sankalpa, and we make various vows on this day and so on. All this helps to give strength and determination to follow the path back to Godhead. So this is an important stage on that path back to Godhead today. It's like, let's say, you're getting your ticket. You've been saving up for the ticket. Today you get the ticket. Now you just have to make the journey. Okay, we're ready. Krishna Agraja Prabhu, you can let us know what to do, step by step, one by one.
So now, everyone can hear me? Yes?
They can't hear, so they're not answering.
If you can't hear, then you can come closer.
And if you may not, you won't be able to hear that. So if you cannot hear, come closer. Come, and even if you can hear, come closer. If you can't hear, come near. And even if you can hear, come near. Is that clear? Have no fear. Come near.
So now we'll be doing Acharman. After the Acharman, Maharaj will be giving a class. And after the class, we'll be all starting installing the fire. And then Prabhuji will get his initiation. And after his initiation, then we will start.
We're not sure yet. Yeah, you're just assuming that that will take place. Assuming.
Krishna.
You've got to pass the test first.
Krishna will. And then we'll chant the Mangala Charan. When I chant the Mangala Charan, you can repeat after me. And then
that will be during the yoga. You can explain that when the time comes, what they should do.
Good. So now we'll just do the Acharan.
Very simple program today. Prabhupada used to keep it simple.
First, with your right hand, purify your left hand with water and throw the water. Yep. And then with the left hand. Yep. And then put it in the middle of the
one, two, three.
Ball, and then sip it right away.
You don't say anything?
Chanting Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
And then clean your hands.
Yep. One, two, behind. Throw it in the, don't throw it in the devotee's face, the one behind you. Put it on the floor, down on the floor.
And then cleanse your hand again. One, chanting Om Madhavaya Namaha. And then Om Vishnave Namaha, starting the water.
Om Govinda Namaha. Govindaya Namaha. Om Govindaya Namaha. Vishnavi.
Chant Om Govindaya Namaha. Chant Om.
Om.
Tad Vishnu.
Oh, Hari Bom.
Sadha. Sadha. Pashanti.
Pashanti.
Surayaha.
Surayaha.
Divi Vachak.
Divi Vachak.
Surataram.
Surataram.
Tad Vipraso.
Vipanyamo.
Jagravagam.
Jagravagam.
Sasamindite. Vishnuya Parama Padam Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu.
What about Om Apavitra Pavitrova?
Om Apavitra Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Sarvavastam
Gotopiva Yakshmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Myantarakshuchihi Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu.
Short and sweet. Okay, you've done the installation already. You can do that afterwards. Do it later, because you can also do it now if you want. Okay, Hare Krishna. We'd like to thank the temple management, particularly Aniruddha Prabhu, and all the devotees here for facilitating this festival and helping a Vaishnava to make progress in his spiritual life, to take shelter of their disciplic succession and ultimately the lotus feet of Shishi Radha and Govinda. Srila Prabhupada taking a step forward and they're becoming a totally committed member of this great mission of ISKCON. We'll just speak a few words before we start the yogi. We don't want to keep everybody too late. I'm sure you're all starving.
May not look like this, darling.
No. No. I'm talking to myself. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nidhutam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Shrayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So where's somebody like to put the neck beads on? Digvijay Prabhu, who is going to like to do it? It's very appropriate. Aniruddha Prabhu, the Siksha Guru and protector of Srila Prabhupada's mission here. They are very long because Digvijay has quite a large connector between the head and the body. So my head was stretched. When I came out, they had to pull me out. You know, they were pulling. The neck got stretched. But some people came out without the necks like thick, like tree trunks. So this is going to probably go around four times. It's two. You can adjust it later on, but for the time being, it's about four rounds. So you just open one. It'll probably go around four times. It doesn't matter. As long as it goes round. I think it will go around more than once. There it goes. Oh yeah, it's made it. There's one. Two. Don't try to do it six times. It might be the end of the yogya. That'll be the end of the yogya. There she goes. Okay, Hare Krishna. I always personally enjoy these initiation festivals very much. I think they're really great. They're like a devotee party. It's very, very, it's very joyful. And we do request you all please to take part. Don't just sit there like spectators, dummies. But when Krishnagarja Prabhu is chanting the mantras, please chant real loud. And the kirtan should be with devotion, you know, with spirit, and read the scriptures nicely and loudly. Not so loud, but I mean loud enough. And like that, make it a really powerful sound vibration. It's the sound vibration of the holy name, which purifies us. Of course, the fire is there. We're offering our very consciousness, the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's why here today Srila Prabhupada is sitting here. He's overseeing the whole event. We're really only on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, trying to assist him continue his desire to see that thousands and millions of people take shelter and come to the stage of initiation so we can actually go back to Godhead and make this commitment and help spread Krishna consciousness. But it's all by his mercy. We're just like a peon, just carrying on this is our service to Prabhupada, to carry on this mission. On behalf of Prabhupada, we're trying to give a little impetus and a little taking responsibility on Prabhupada's account to help others to take shelter of the path of bhakti, the path which leads back to the lotus feet of Shri Radha and Govinda. We have no other part than other to try to help the devotees to follow Prabhupada's instructions and to try to inspire them as much as we can to, by our own example and by our encouragement, to follow that path. We have very little else to offer. We're not some kind of Uttama Bhagavad or something. Sometimes people think like that, that's all right. But I can let you know, frankly, I'm not. I'm just trying to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions a little bit. And one of those instructions is that we should take initiation. And someone's got to take that responsibility, and Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to do it. So we have to do what Prabhupada wants, not what we want. That's called change of heart, and initiation is a very important stage in the change of heart. Giving up our false ego and taking that... what was that? We're still wondering about that after a few years. That cheesecake. Okay. I hope we've got some for breakfast this morning. There are very few cakes that I like, but I say there's only one cake I like, and it's cheesecake. I don't like cake much. I must say I got a bit of an affinity for cheesecake. Further proof that I'm definitely an Uttama Bhagavat Adhikari. Because you have to like cheesecake if you want to be an Uttama Bhagavat. But I don't like pizza, I'm not qualified yet. Anyway, back to the serious business here. You've got to be a bit honest, you know, in Krishna consciousness. Don't beat around the bush, you know. Don't get too worked up, you know, with some kind of Nitya Siddhas coming from the spiritual realm. But Srila Prabhupada has picked us up literally from the gutter. You know, literally from the gutter. I mean, before we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, I mean, God only knows what we were involved in. Probably doesn't want to know. But I'll just frankly say that, you know, we were involved in breaking all the regulated principles. You know, you name it, we were doing it. And more than just once. I know that many of you are coming from very pious backgrounds, and it's almost unimaginable, and you might start changing your mind about the whole thing after this. But, you know, we were taking intoxications, eating meat, drinking liquor, smoking cigarettes, having illicit sex, and what was the other one? Oh. I took too many of those things to remember what the other one is. I've forgotten what it is. Gambling. Too much intoxication when I was a kid. Well, that was our upbringing. Now, you may say, my word, what is this? Well, I say this is the qualification. The qualification is not that you are a pure devotee or in the mode of goodness when you come to Krishna consciousness. The qualification is by the grace of Srila Prabhupada that even a person who's born in a butcher's family like me, who worked in a slaughterhouse when I was young, and, you know, intoxication was just the norm, sex you had to do, you know, that was our religion, you know, was somehow, to some degree at least, changed by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That's what I say is the qualification. Not that you're born as some kind of elevated, pure, you know, Nitya Siddha coming from Goloka Vrindavan to save everybody. This is the proof of Krishna consciousness, that so many people born in so many different circumstances by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by his association, were picked up from the pits, literally from the gutter. And some or another were sitting here today by his mercy alone, having this responsibility, been somewhat, a little bit enthused to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and follow a few principles. We're not very elevated, but at least on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we can try to do a little something to help others to come to Krishna consciousness. And this is basically where I'm at, trying to follow, and by the mercy of devotees, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Gaur Nitai, etc., they keep us going. And we always have to depend on that mercy. Don't think that we're great souls because we're doing some so-called sadhana. That's important, but that's not all in all. We've got to get that mercy. It's by their mercy alone that we're here and that we can stay here. We have to pray for their mercy and be humble at their lotus feet. So on this auspicious occasion, we'll just tell one or two little incidences and some of the normal, which Srila Prabhupada would always talk about, the 10 offences on this occasion, and a few other things. Hare Krishna. And we like to, and those who've just come, we like to welcome you today and thank you all for your association. We ask you all, please, to bless the candidate today. They may always stay at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and they may always stay in Prabhupada's mission, even though there are sometimes challenges, and they may always work cooperatively with the authorities that Srila Prabhupada has appointed, directly or indirectly, to assist him in managing and pushing on this mission. This is how we attract or evoke Prabhupada's mercy, without which we are nowhere. You can do what you like, but without his mercy, you'll be nowhere spiritually. So I remember the day when we faced this wonderful event of initiation in London in 1972. We were sat there. Narahari Prabhu was also sat there. Who else? You may know who was sat there. I don't know. Prabhu Vishnu Swami. I think he was sat there too. He was getting Brahmin initiation. Both of them were getting Brahmin at that time. I was getting first initiation. There may be a few others who are known to you. Sarva Mangal, I think, was getting second. She's up in Brisbane somewhere. I don't know. There may be a few others that you're familiar with here in Australia who were sitting there at that yagya. There are a few others you would know. Bhakti Vijayananda Nandana Maharaj was also taking first initiation at that time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of others, if you've been to England, most of them are still around, to be honest. That yagya was very special. Most of the devotees at that yagya are still active. Mostly. Not all, but most. And it was a very special event, because Srila Prabhupada was personally there, and it was in Trafalgar Square. If you know Trafalgar Square, it's a very interesting square in the fairly central London, underneath Nelson's Column. Lord Nelson was presiding over the event. Very auspicious. We were sat right at his lotus feet at the bottom of the column there on the plinth, his stone plinth, and Prabhupada was sat on his Vyasasan. There were about 30 all in, some from France. No, not France, because they had another one in France the week after. Some from Germany and some from Holland were there, a few. And mostly were from England. Young devotees. Those days we did not have Tulsi Japa beads. We didn't wear neck beads until that event, and that was interesting that we just noted there, because we didn't have neck beads when we came for the initiation. They were put on it for the first time at that point. And we didn't have Tulsi beads. In fact, we didn't even have neem beads. My beads were some kind of wood, and I didn't have 108 beads. They were much short of the mark, so I didn't know what to do. So I did know what to do. I was a cook, so here we are. I also come here. He's a baker, just come from New Zealand. So I went into the oven, and I got some dough, and I rolled the dough into little round balls and molded it around the string and put the beads in the oven. Now I'm telling a true story here. I put my beads into the oven and cooked them in the oven until the dough became very hard. And that was my 108 beads. And there were no knots in between. We did not know about knots in between. It was just loose beads on a string. And those were the type of beads. Some devotees had plastic beads. We had all kinds of things. I don't know if the plastic beads were given to Prabhupada, but my beads were given to Srila Prabhupada to chant on. He chanted on dough beads. I'll tell you the story of that. It's very interesting. So the beads were given in. We were all sat there. It was at the Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra festival just finished. And we're at the, after the festival, Prabhupada was taught, gave his talk, then he's given the beads. There were about 24 of us to take in his first initiation. The others were Brahmins. And they were being called up. Prajumna Prabhu, you may have heard of Panditji, Prajumna his name is. He was Prabhupada's secretary at that time. Amazing personality. He's living in the Brahmachari ashram in New York now, by the way. He lives in the ashram, very humbly sleeps there with the Brahmacharis. Amazing devotee. And he was the secretary. He was calling out the names and giving Prabhupada the beads. The beads were there, and they had a bit of card, bit of paper on with the name. It was so that you'd know your name, you know. And whose name? It would just say like John, and then it would say Janardhan, like that, you know, on the same bit of paper. And they'd be given, and then he would call that name John, and then John would come forward, and he'd give the name to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would say, he'd give the beads, your name is, and read the paper, Janardhan, like that. So he called them out in threes at a time. Is that what they did when they went? No, it was two at a time when they went into Noah's Ark, wasn't it? Three at a time. The names were called three at a time. This is better than Noah's Ark. Three at a time. So my name was the first batch, maybe the second or third name to be called out. So we went up in the first batch to get our beads. You can imagine how you feel, you know. It's like, wow, Prabhupada's there in front of 10,000 people on the square, you know. It's packed square. Under Lord Nelson, you can imagine how you felt, you know. Lord Nelson's there, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra are there, and Prabhupada's there, and all the devotees are there, and you don't know what's going on. And it was like, I've never seen it before. This is the first initiation. I never knew. It was all like happening so quickly, you know. And I'm up there, and Prabhupada looks at us, and he says, "Where are the neck beads?" We had no neck beads on. And he says, "Go and sit down again." We all had to go and sit down again. So I put the neck piece on. So I went and found the neck piece. I don't know where they were. They brought them and they started putting it on. Then it started all over again. It didn't start like from there. It was like a lucky dip. He had this old bag, something like this. An old bag. It wasn't a new one like this. It was an old bag, tatty one. And he was pulling the beads out one by one like this, you know, and then he would call the name. So he put them back in and they started all over again. This time, the names were all called out. Everyone's name was called out. The thing was over. My name had not been called out at all. I was sat there rooted to the stone floor. I thought, my God, what's happening? Oh no, the truth has come out. I knew it. I knew I'm not qualified. I knew it. What am I going to do? I looked around, you know. I wasn't thinking in negatively in terms of this is I'm being cheated or anything. I thought this is the truth. I thought this is really what is meant to happen. That I did not deserve to be initiated. And I thought, oh, I looked at the floor, it was like a solid rock. I thought, if it was like earth, I'm going to bury myself in it, but I couldn't get into the rock. I wanted to hide, you know. And I didn't know what to do. Nobody noticed. Absolutely nobody noticed, because so many things going on, you know. The temple president was busy here, and the devotee, you know, everyone was so, like, you know, say, you know, whatever, you know what it's like, you know, 24 devotees all sitting in front of Prabhupada. Everyone's just thinking of Prabhupada and their own themselves or whatever it is, you know, they're not like thinking of anyone else much, you know. So I'm sat there and I just like trying to make out nothing's happened, you know. I know what to do. Then the yogi of the game, where am I supposed to take part or not? I didn't know what to do. Throwing the grains in, this and that. And then it was all over and I was like, I must say I was a little bit dizzy. I was a little bit wondering what really had happened. And then we all got up, and everybody was like, you know, "Wow, Prabhu, what's your name? What's your name, Prabhu?" What is this? Aniruddha. No, Prabhu, it's called Aniruddha. Aniruddha. You know, everyone's trying to pronounce their names like this, you know. Dhyra Santa, one devotee was called Dhyra Santa, Dhyra Shanta. Different names were given, another one, Dhairanga, Dhiranga, you know, everyone would add names, you know. And then Dhananjaya Prabhu, who was our temple president, came up to me and said, "What's your name?" And I said, "My name's Jeff." I said, "My name's Jeff. What's your initiated name?" He said, "I didn't get one." He said, "What?" I said, "What? Because he was busy, he wasn't there sitting around at that time in the temple presence. He had to organize all the facade and thousands of people. And he said, "Why, you're supposed to be initiated." I said, "Well, I'm not sure what happened, but it didn't happen anyway." So he said, "Just hold on a minute." So he ran up. Prajumna and Prabhupada were just leaving the stage. They were going back to the temple. Because there was going to be a festival, you know, cultural festival or something like that afterwards. So he said, "Prajumna, Prabhupada, just a second." And he talked to Prajumna and said, "Let's wonder what he was also supposed to initiate. What happened?" Prajumna said, "No, everybody got initiated. There's no beads left in my bag." He said, "Nothing left." We didn't have bead bags in those days either. That was another thing. And he looked in his bag and said, "See, my bag's empty. All the beads have been given out." Put his hand in his bead bag. And suddenly, these aren't the beads. There's something like that. He pulled out this string of beads from the bead bag. He said, "Oh." He was shocked. He said, "Oh, there's still one bead bag, one bead set left." "Oh, wow, what are we going to do?" "All right, then." He went and spoke to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said something. I don't know what they said, but Prajumna came back and said, "I had to run back to the temple right away. I had to leave the square." They drove back. I had to run back 2 kilometers maybe. I went back to the temple. And he said, and then Prajumna was there, and Prabhupada was there. No one else was there. It was just the pujari, and no one else was there. And so he said, "Wait outside of Prabhupada's room." So I had to wait outside Prabhupada's room. I was so nervous. I didn't know what was going on. I just didn't know what was going on. It hadn't been informed to me whether I was being told. I was even thinking, maybe I'm going to be told to leave the temple and get out of ISKCON and never come back again. I didn't know what was going to happen, you know. And I was sat there, and all of a sudden Prajumna came out and said, "All right, in you go." And I was alone, and I was so nervous. And I went in the room, and Prabhupada was sitting behind his desk there, and he just kind of casually sat there, and I kind of went in, and it's like I took a breath, and the nervousness went away. And I bowed down in front of Prabhupada, offered my obeisances. Prabhupada said, "Put both your hands on the floor when you offer obeisances. Put both four hands." Then I got up, and he looked at me, and he said, "So, what are the four regulated principles?" Some or another, it came out. Of course, I was very familiar with breaking them, so it was quite easy to remember what they were. And then he said, "How many rounds are you going to chant?" So I said that. And then he said, "So, your name is..." And then he gave me my name, and he told me what it meant. And it was all happening. I couldn't believe it. You know? Then he handed me the beads. He chanted on these beads, which were made of partial... Some of them made of dough, and some of them just some funny wood. They were actually from Nepal, some Buddhist beads. And he chanted on these beads, and then he gave me the name, and then I bowed down with the beads in my hand. And he said, "Not like that. Put the beads on the table and put both hands on the floor when you bow them, when you offer your obeisances." So I put the beads on the table and put both hands on the floor and bowed down again. And then just as I was about to leave, he opened a tin on the table, and he pulled out a big Simply Wonderful. You don't get many of those nowadays, perhaps, I don't know. You still get Simply Wonderful sometimes. It used to be a daily affair in those days. And I love Simply Wonderfuls. I absolutely love them. And he gave me this big, fat Simply Wonderful. Just what we needed. And then again, I paid my obeisances. This time I put everything on the table, put both hands down, and we were out. And it was back to the square, and that was how we got our first initiation from Srila Prabhupada. Very merciful event, but very, you could say, a testing event. It was a test. So this is also a test. This is not just a ritual. This is not just a formality. This is a test that we really mean it. Not that we take initiation today and tomorrow we're gone. I saw one initiation in London. The devotee, he was our treasurer, actually, Indian gentleman, at Bhaktivedanta Manor. He took initiation one day, he disappeared the next, never came back again for the rest of his life. That's not what it's about. That's not initiation. Initiation is a permanent dedication of one's very self in the fire of devotion. We're giving our very self to be an instrument for Srila Prabhupada's mercy to spread Krishna consciousness. We play our little parts like this. So on this occasion, the devotees, of course, many of you are initiated. How many of you are already initiated? Hands up. How many have taken vows? Quite a lot. So you've already taken these vows. And we should be serious about these vows. We take various vows in our life. There are various samskaras which we also take during our lives, undergo. And this is one, perhaps the most important. This is our real birth. We have our physical birth, which of course is important. But this is the real birth. It's like a child is in the womb being nurtured by the mother. But the real thing is when the child is already conceived, it's already there, but this is the birth. The child is now coming out. So the preparation is there. In the womb, it's going on. No doubt the child is alive. There's no doubt. It's just a matter of time. But this is the actual birth. The actual birth. When we make this connection with our parampara, connection, and then one Prabhupada would say, now we are really authorized to preach. And of course, so many other things are there. Removal of certain anartas take place at this event, and so on. These 10 offenses which are to be avoided, which Srila Prabhupada would always emphasize for those who are taking initiation. We'll just run through them briefly. Many of you have already made these vows. There are, or made this commitment to chant the holy names, to work towards chanting without offense. The 10 offenses to be avoided whilst chanting the holy names of the Lord are as follows. The first offense is to blaspheme those devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of the Lord. We should avoid it even in our minds, even to think enviously or critically towards those devotees who have dedicated their lives. We may see faults, but we may have faults in our hearts also. We should look for the faults in our heart. Not that we should judge others with our faulty concept or our faulty perception, unnecessarily, especially those who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names. Number two, the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of names of Lord Vishnu. They are all servants of Vishnu or Krishna. They are all expansions or, say, energies of the Lord. They are indeed great souls, devotees of Krishna, but they're not on the same level. This is Mayavad philosophy. We're not Mayavads. One of the main things Prabhupada would ask at the initiation in San Francisco in 1967, at the initiation there, the devotees taking initiation were very qualified. Some of them had been there more than 2 days. Some of them had even chanted Hare Krishna. Some of them got initiated without very much qualification. Prabhupada had asked them two questions. There was one boy, he came the day before. He just turned up the day before, and he was sitting in the yajna. And Prabhupada said, and someone said, "Well, Prabhupada, he's only just come. He's just 2 days or so had been there." Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, so, do you know who you are?" He said. He said, "I'm a spirit soul. And do you know who God is? Krishna is God. And do you know what your relationship with God is? I'm a servant of God, or Krishna." "Then you are qualified," Prabhupada said. "You can be initiated." And he initiated him. It was quite easy in those days. Can't turn the clock back. Got to wait longer nowadays. You've got to pass a few tests, especially in Melbourne. No, this is all for our benefit. Most temples now have instituted various tests, checks, you know, devotees get to know you, and Prabhupada was more and more, as time went on, he was also more careful about this important commitment. And the third offense, most important, to disobey the orders of spiritual master or consider him to be a common man. And this is most important. We should not disobey Srila Prabhupada's instructions. If whatever reason it happens, we should be humbled. We should be very repentant and beg for the mercy of the Vaishnavas and for whatever their advice what to do and re-establish ourselves. Don't give up. Never give up. But we should do everything we can not to deviate from Prabhupada's instructions. Sometimes it may happen by misfortune or whatever. But we should just try to re-establish ourselves at his lotus feet as quickly as we can. The fourth offense, but blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. This should also mean Not that we shouldn't just do that, but that rather we should study Prabhupada's books with submission. We should not that we should just avoid blaspheming them. That's not the point. The point is we should positively study them, read them regularly. Those who are initiated, those who are not, also everyone, should take this seriously, to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. This will keep us connected with Prabhupada. This will give us the opportunity to keep always in his association. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Srinivasa Kavacha Prabhu is here too. Haribol. Thank you for coming, Prabhus. Of course, we've already thanked Aniruddha Prabhu and everybody else for coming here today. So we should read Prabhupada's books. If you're really like chanting the holy name attentively, for instance, if you're attentive, how will you commit offense? Because you're attentive to the holy name. This is the key. Although it's not listed as one of the ten usually, nonetheless, inattentive chanting, it causes or allows the other offenses to sprout up. It is the seed of anartha, of material desire. The seeds are already there, but it allows those seeds to grow. But if we're attentive in chanting, the seeds won't grow. We won't get swamped. Your heart will become purified. You'll be protected from committing offences. So that from our point of view, we should try to be attentive. Not that we're thinking all the time, I've got to stop. I must not commit this offence. I must not commit that offence. If you're chanting japa, just be attentive. Automatically, you won't commit these offences. So being attentive in chanting, as much as we can, we should give the best time for chanting Hare Krishna. Not whilst we're doing something else, not whilst at the middle of the night, you know, after we've done everything else. Not, you know, sometimes when you're working, people, householders, I know it's difficult, but as much as possible, give the best time of the day for chanting japa. It's the most important thing in our lives, to chant Krishna's names. This is our time with Krishna. This is our time to where we can have a chance to increase our relationship with Krishna, the most important person, rather than Krishna or Prabhupada. But our most important relationship. If you have a relationship with an important person, you give the best to them. This is the best time. In the morning, early morning, chanting japa like this. So that's the best way. The same thing with scripture. Read whenever you can. Carry a Bhagavad Gita wherever you go. Read it as much as you can. Be prepared. Like this. Every moment we have, don't waste time reading things you don't need to. Read Prabhupada's books. What's the fifth offense? Huh? Pardon? Imagination. Yeah, it's similar, five and six, to give some interpretation or to consider it doesn't have any real transcendental existence or is just a means to an end. You know, some people think that chanting Hare Krishna is a good means to get to liberation or something. This is totally offensive. Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. It is Krishna. It's not like the name of Krishna. When we say the name of something, it's like a label. It's not. It is Krishna in full. Full. The name is Krishna. He is there when we say Krishna. We're not there, but he's there. Unfortunately, we're not there. We're looking somewhere else. But if we turn our attention to Krishna, we realize he's there. He's here. He's everywhere. And when we chant his name, Krishna, we'll feel more and more his presence. It's not an imagination. It's the only reality. To think it's an imagination is an imagination. To think it's something else is an imagination. To interpret is just our own speculative will. That we want it to be like this because we're envious of Krishna. Don't interpret it. The scriptures tell us what is Krishna. Who are we to interpret? Who are we? We don't even know where we're coming from. Seventh offense? Commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy names. What is that? What does that mean? What does it mean?
Using Krishna like a doormat.
Yes, using him like a doormat. Doing what you want, Hare Krishna. Oh Krishna, forgive me, Hare Krishna. You'll forgive me, won't you? I chant your name, Hare Krishna. Not that you go that far out, but some people do. Prabhupada uses the example of people knowingly committing sins. Now, if it accidentally happens, as we mentioned earlier, really it's a humbling affair. Obviously there's some anuttapa, some pain in the mind, that should be there. This is the atonement. But to go in a mood of either hiding it or denying it to others or trying to justify it, changing Prabhupada's instructions, all these things are very offensive. Rather, and even also Prabhupada says, if you go in front of the dais and you ask, please forgive me for this, and you do it again, please forgive me for this, do it again, please forgive. This is not good. Once it may happen, no doubt it's possible. But it shouldn't be the mood, Prabhupada says, especially in some religions they do that. They don't make any effort to stop it. At least we should make these efforts. Of course, at this point now we've already made that decision, we're not going to do it. But we should make that sincere endeavor. Never to do those things which are displeasing, breaking our promises, etc. What's the eighth offense? Auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas. Fruit of activities, karma kanda. Yeah, so try to compare. It's just another. Of course, ordinary people may see it like that. Religious people see it. Oh, it's your thing, I've got my thing. You do this, you do that. But it's not. This is a transcendental connection. Mahamantra is not of this world. It's not like something that elevates one. If that's what you want, it will, to the heavenly planets or to the Brahma Jyoti. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to develop our pure loving devotional attitude towards Sri Sri Radha Govinda. It's not an ordinary activity. It is not anything to do with karma. It is not something to make better karma, not even to remove karma. That's another misunderstanding of sorts, is to think that, oh, I chant Hare Krishna so I can get freed of karma, so that I can fulfill my desires, so that I'll be happy in this world, so I can get liberation, so I can get a good position in the society, so that I can get what I want. That's not what it's for. That's what karma kanda things are for, or jnana kanda. This is not our path. The path is to submit ourselves, to surrender ourselves, to give up every other desire. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma jnavatam. No desire for karma or jnana. Only desire anukulyena krishnanu, to please Krishna. That's their only desire. That's what we have to cultivate, selflessness. We're not chanting to get something, we're chanting to give. Sometimes we think, what am I getting out of it? This is a modern disease. What am I getting out of it? Thing you're getting out of it, the point is to get out of it means, what am I getting out of it? We're meant to be getting out of this world forever. Get out of this world evermore. And that comes by giving. The more we give, the more you get. So this is giving. Ninth offense. Preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless persons. Yes. What does that mean? What does it mean? We went on Harinam last night. Some of you came out on Harinam last night in the city. It was a little quiet. I think there was some event going on in some part of the world. I'm not sure what it was, but something was going on. And I guess a lot of people were watching it. But still, there were a few people on the street, and it was a little rainy too, yes? Is that what it means to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless? Yeah, you're right. It was the Olympic Games yesterday. Well, we won't talk about that today. But what does it mean? We went out on Harinam. We chanted on the streets. Is that? Does that mean we're committing the ninth offense? What does it mean then? Those who are not eligible yet to receive the transcendental truths of the holy name, but to distribute the holy name. This is our avowed duty. It is the duty of all of us to spread the holy name to every town and village of the world, wherever, every suburb of Melbourne, everywhere we can go to spread the holy names. This is Lord Chaitanya's order to all of us. It's Srila Prabhupada's desire. Priti piti achi achi nagaradi gram sarvatra prachura hui be mornam. Spread the holy name to every town and village of the world. This is our duty. We don't go out there and start talking about, you know, Krishna and the groves of Vrindavan or something. We don't even explain necessarily about the transcendental nature of the holy name. We chant with the people. We chant, give prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, give a book. Of course, that explains it, but that's a different thing. Like that. We try to reciprocate, get the people favorable, smile, laugh, put their hands up, and they all dance. This way they're making incredible advancements spiritually. Thousands of people, even last night it was quite, but thousands of people took part. just by watching, even if they didn't jump, they watched, they saw, they heard. Tremendous advancement. And this is our duty. Especially those who have taken initiation, we have this duty to Srila Prabhupada, to take up his mission and help him, assist him in spreading the holy name everywhere. And the tenth offense?
To maintain material attachments.
They may already be there. We don't want to maintain them. Don't feed them. Don't feed them, they'll go away. Rather, we feed the attachment to Krishna consciousness, the attachment to hearing and chanting about Krishna and devotional service and Vaishnava, Sadhu, Sangha, and so on. Cultivate that. And not maintain, and not having complete faith in the holy name, even after hearing so many instructions about it. That may develop complete faith. We work towards it. We don't start at the offenseless stage. We start naturally in the beginning, there are some offenses. So now we're hoping you're coming. We're coming onto the platform. Well, at least the platform of Namabhas, the clearing stage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the clearing stage is the stage where there's no more aspirations for liberation or elevation to the material, or, you know, trying to get something out of chanting Hare Krishna, materially speaking, and no desire to attain impersonal liberation. In other words, we're developing the mood of submission and surrender to the holy name. Was that a comment? Hare Krishna. Yeah, so that way, by associating with devotees and following the instructions of the spiritual master carefully, as carefully as we can, Kindvada Adanudinam, carefully chanting the holy names daily. This is the process of curing our heart of the anartas, or perhaps sometimes the tendency to be inattentive, the tendency to be some attachments may be there, etc., to wean out those weeds, those obstacles on our path, by taking shelter of the holy name carefully and regularly. Okay, you mentioned inattention already. Now, what else have we got to talk about today? We're going to go on in a few minutes. What is the time now? 9:15? That was a good guess, wasn't it? 9:15. I've got this a clock inside me which tells me the time somehow. So then we got to dash on, because by 10:15 I think we've got to be finished with the yajna, because the Rahu Kala starts, as far as I know. If you believe in these things. One last thing. That today, we're going to be performing this Homa Yajna. There will be some shortcomings on our part. Before the event starts, it is recommended, this is in the, which canto is Bali Maharaj's pastime? Eighth canto. It is recommended there, even Srila Prabhupada recommends in his purport, that one remember and will discuss the pastimes of Bali Maharaj and Vamanadev before any yajna. We're not going to discuss much about that because of our time. But briefly, the story is that Bali Maharaj conquered the universe. He was born in a demoniac family. The demigods had appealed to the Lord. The Lord had appeared as Vamanadev and very tricked him in one sense, and had taken all of the universe by his expanding himself in two steps. He covered the whole universe. Bali Maharaj had made a promise to give three steps. Where is he going to put his three steps? Where? Everything's gone. It's already gone. Everything's gone. He's lost his house. He's lost everything. So then, of course, he bows down, puts his head down. Please place your third step on my head. Surrender everything. He's Atmani Vedanam. This is also a kind of initiation, Atmani Vedanam. So he's giving everything now in the service of the Lord. So then the Lord puts his foot on, and the story is there in the Bhagavatam. Very famous story. Afterwards, a few things happened. But one of the things that happened was Lord Vishnu went to Shukracharya, who was the priest of the demons, who would advise him not to give anything to Vishnu. Of course, he knew what would happen. But anyway, afterwards, Vishnu went to Shukracharya and said, you cursed him to go to hell. for doing what he did. Why did he do that? Tell me, what was his fault? What fault did he commit that he deserved to be sent to hell? Sukracharya, strangely enough, answered in one of the most significant verses in the Bhagavatam, spoken by the spiritual master of the demons, Sukracharya, Mantratas Tantatas Chidram, Deha Kalaha Vastutaha. He said, even if all the mantras are wrong, even if the paraphernalia is not correct, even if the timing is not correct, even if the general arrangements are not in order, everything is wrong, even the priests may not be fully eligible, nonetheless, everything becomes nischidram. Anusankirtanam tava. If the chanting of the holy name goes on, if Krishna's holy names are chanted, everything becomes adjusted. It's not that we purposely do things wrongly, and then just that's an offense. But naturally, something may not be quite right. Chanting of the mantras, timing, place, and so on may not be quite right. May not be perfectly clean, the paraphernalia, everything may not be just perfect. But nonetheless, if the chanting of the holy name goes on, everything is nischidram, faultless. So this is the most important thing in any yajna, is the chanting of the holy name. So during this yajna, which we'll have in a few minutes, Krishna willing, we've already requested some devotees to have constant kirtan going on. We request everyone else to repeat loudly and clearly the Mangalacharana prayers, as Krishnagurja Prabhu will chant them one by one. Or very loudly, I'll give you the microphone so everyone can hear. Chant them loud and with gusto. Don't just be like, Om Yama Dimalangishya. Loud and clear. That the whole ether is just pervading with a transcendental sound vibration, which will clear out the dirt in our hearts. And the four shastras, please, should be read in four directions. The devotees can locate themselves. One over there, like that. One can take a mat and sit over there near the Mataji fanning. And one can sit over here, and one over there, and one over here. Can you do that now? Doesn't matter which corner you go in. And you read them aloud. Sit over there. One sit over here. One sit over there. And one sit over here. You're already okay. You can stay there. One has to sit over there. Is someone over there? Okay, Kala, you sit there. What else do we need? Anything else? Okay, we can begin with the yajna. Come on, priest.
What about
Okay, remembered. We're just testing you. We're not going to repeat what happened 36 years ago. We could do. You want that? You can come up into the room afterwards.
You're going to follow the same process?
Same process, yeah, same process. Okay, well, now we're going to have, before we start the reading and bhajans, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. D.P. Jai Prabhu has been a devotee, sadhaka, for how many years now?
13.
He's been chanting Hare Krishna on beads for at least 13 years. I met him in 1995 in Auckland. And when I went there, I was staying in Auckland for a few years. And I met him then. He was already chanting. And he's been chanting ever since. Oh, now, they should watch this. So you have to put it in such a way they can see what's going on. So cover the offering. Maybe you can wait a moment or something, is it? I don't know. Or maybe you can go ahead. Just go ahead.
Anyway, sure.
Yeah, I'll take a minute. It'll probably be over by then. So then, he's been chanting. He rendered service there in Auckland many years through different ups and downs and challenges in life, but he carried on doing his chanting of his japa. This is sincerity, that even though there may be some challenges in our lives, to say the least, we all face it, we do not give up following Prabhupada's instructions. This is called sincerity. No matter what, we will not let go of those instructions. He's endeavored sincerely to do that for many years. And sometimes, as we mentioned, there are some challenges in our lives. Now he's moved to Melbourne. He's trying to become a cooperative member of our community here, and I hope in time, as time goes on, we'll be able to render more and more service to the Vaishnavas here in Melbourne in various ways according to one's capacity, and we'll continue as long as he's here in Melbourne to render service in a submissive way. We're very pleased that today he's been wanting for many years, but he's been patient, waiting and waiting for the time, the right time, that today that you'll all bless him so that he'll become more and more enlivened, more and more sincere in his devotion. We're very happy today to have this opportunity to render this little service to him, to continue to do so. So we'd like to call him up now to on this auspicious day. Maybe you'd like to remove your socks. We didn't say before because it's cold. And then do Achaman again, at least once. Don't throw them into the person behind you, just put them behind you. Maybe get that plastic bag there, please. Not a plastic bee bag, don't worry. Hopefully the day will never come when we have to use plastic bee bags. We never had bee bags those days. Okay. So Dikti Jai Prabhu, if you'd like to come forward, pay your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada first, dandavats, left side to Prabhupada, full on with both hands on the floor in front of you, Hare Krishna. And then you're supposed to pay your obeisances to this lowly soul the same way, full dandavats. And everyone can chant japa whilst there's any gaps, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, Digvijay Prabhu, Hare Krishna, what are the five regulated principles?
No meat eating.
No meat eating. No eat meeting.
No intoxication.
No meat eating, no?
Intoxication.
Including?
Tea and coffee.
And? Okay, we got it.
No gambling.
And in meat eating, what else don't we eat?
No onions and garlics.
No onions, garlics, or?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, okay.
And no illicit sex?
No illicit sex. What does illicit sex mean?
Only to conceive a child.
Only to conceive a child. And?
And raise.
Fourth one?
Gambling.
Oh, hey, no clues there. We'll let you off because I didn't forget it. I was just testing you. No gambling, okay? No gambling. Oh. Unnecessary, frivolous activities. And what's the fifth one? Probably never asked that. Huh? Don't speculate now. What is it?
16
No. I said don't speculate about what it is. What is it? No, anyway, don't worry. In some lines from Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, they also say no speculation. Kind of gambling. And how many rounds are you going to chant every day? Are you going to chant every day?
16.
How many?
16.
Only 16?
Minimum
16. We won't give you 64 to chant. Prabhupada did in the beginning. He said 64 rounds. No one could do. Then he said 32. He said, all right, 16, but not less. Not less. Minimum 16. As men, on the beads. Okay, so today we have this wonderful opportunity. I've chosen a name. Usually, not always, Prabhupada would choose a name beginning with the initial of the first name of the candidate. So I've done the same thing, I usually try to do that. So the name begins with D. I've chosen the name of a devotee who meant so much in my life. He was like my Siksha Guru when I first joined. I don't know if I hope there's no idea. I should have asked you first. Can I whisper in your ear? This devotee was the first temple president when I joined, or came in 71. A wonderful devotee, he started the temple in Los Angeles in 67. He was one of the first initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He's still a wonderful devotee, practicing Krishna consciousness in New York. he meant so much to my life, and a wonderful devotee, and a wonderful name Prabhupada gave him. So we're going to give the same name today to Digvijay. Your name now is, are we ready? Roll, where's the drums? Where's the cartels? Where's the, are we ready? I don't know about the harmonium. You ready? That sounds like a, we're sorry to say. Come on. Your name, Digvijay, is no longer, at least in the circle of Vaishnavas. Your name today is now Dayananda Das Harikari. Put the beads on the table first and put both your hands on the floor before you pay obeisances. Food under the thunderbirds. Food under the thunderbirds. That's better to Prabhupada's. Dayananda Prabhu Ki Jai! You like that name, Dayananda?
Very nice.
Nice name, isn't it? Dayananda. Blissful mercy. You can see it in different ways. What's this? That's my bill, is it?
Yes.
Okay. So now we'll be proceeding on. Everyone can chant japa whilst we're getting ready. Hare Krishna, kirtan can now begin. Gentle kirtan, reading of shastras can begin. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare give this to Krishna. Give it the mic. Yeah. Manukadiyah Kunantu Vishva Bhutani Jata Veda Kunimam Om Asya Karmano Punyaha Bhavantu Bhavantu Om Punyaha Om Punyaha Om Punyaha Om Udgate Vashakune Samagayasi Brahma Putre Vashamane Susamsushi Vrishe Vavaji Shumati Rapitya Sarvato na shakune bhajrama vadha Vishvato na shukune punyama vadha Om asya karmana swasti bhavantu bhavantu Ayushmate swasti Om swasti Om swasti Om swasti Om swasti no indra vidhashravaha Swasti na pushya vishvavedaha Swasti na starksho aristanehi Swasti no brihaspati dadatu Om asya karmano riddhi bhavantu bhavantu Om riddhyatam Om riddhyatam Om riddhyatam Om riddhyamastomam Sanuyama vajamanam mantram Sarateho payatam Yasona pakvam madugoshmantara Bhutam sa Ashvino kama matraha Om swastino govinda swastino achyutanando swastino vasudevo vishnu dadatu swastino narayano narovai swastino padmanabha purushottama dadatu swastino vishvakshena vishveshvaraha swastino harir dadatu swastino vainateyo harihi swastino anjana sutaranu bhagavato dadatu Om Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Keshwa Mahat Shri Krishna Sanchidana Sagana Sarveshvare Shadadatu Om Agni Vide Shiroitam Yagyasa Devam Rizvitam Odharat Majarnamam Arihi Om
Vishetvardhetva Payavasra Payavasra Devavasra Sarvaya Sushteshtikamaya Karmani
I'm going to install right now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Srimad Kavita Brew, Aniruddha Brew. There's one plate there.
Is there another plate? I don't know if anyone else, any Brahmins. It's all, whether you're kirtan, offering the grains, chanting japa, repeating, it's all part of the yajna, it's all equally important. But there's one more plate here, if anyone, I believe, someone. Yeah, over here. If one more Brahmin wants to come forward, offer grains for somebody. Anyone coming? Brahmins?
There's one Brahmin here, but he's reading.
He's reading, not letting him read.
Unless someone else wants to read.
Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, come. Oh, you're not dressed in the right attire, sir.
Someone can read for him. Someone can read.
Does it have to be Brahmin?
Doesn't
anyone
have to.
Do.
Anyone.
You carry on reading. Someone else. Dressed in the right.
That's true.
explain how, I guess we all know how to do it. Grit Digby may not know how to offer the grains. So,
yeah.
So, Dayananda Prabhu may not know how to offer the grains.
When you throw the grains, you throw with
When
you throw the grains, you get these three fingers, not this one, not the pinky one, just these three, and the tip. And when I pour the ghee into the fire, when I pour the ghee into the fire, then you just pour the ghee, and then you throw the grains into the fire, into.
Okay. Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So now. Om Bhur Swaha Hai Ram Vishnave Ram Namama. Now. Om Bhuva Swaha Hai Ram Achutai Ram Namama. Om Swa Swaha Hai Ram Narayanai Ram Namama. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Swaha Hai Ram Anantai Ram Namama. So now you can repeat after me. Now you can all repeat after me. Om Ajnana Tinirandasya Jnananjana Jalakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha 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 Om Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadha Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Swaha 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 Om Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakarvitam Shah Swaha 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 Om Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Jananda Swami Iti Namine Swaha 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 Om Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Swaha 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 Om Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi
Astya cha Desha tarine Swaha ha Swaha ha Swaha ha Om Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ji Namine Swaha 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 Om Sri Varshadhanami Devi Daitaya Kripabhaye Krishna Sambhanda Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Swaha 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 Om Madhurya Jwala Premadhyā Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Swaha 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 Om Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Vanta Harine Swaha 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 Om Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambha Sasambode Padambhujayate Namaha Swaha 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 Om Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Swaha 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 Om Gaura Vibhava Bhumestam Nidheshta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Om Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Dhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Om Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratrishe Namaha Swaha 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 Om Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam
Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Swaha 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 Om Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Om Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madana Mohana Swaha 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 Om Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Dhrumata Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Vrishtalibhi Devyamanam Smarami Swaha Rasarambi Vamsi Vata Chatashputaha Karsham Venur Swanay Gopir Gopinata Sriyestunaha Swaha Swaha Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadhi Gaura Bhaktavinda Swaha 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 Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 Om Bhur Swaha Iram Vishnave Ramna Mama Om Bhuva Swaha Iram Achutaye Ramna Mama Om Bhuva Swaha Om Bhurbhuva Swa Swaha Hai Ramanandaya Ramnamama Purnahuti, everyone will stand and we will all offer the last oblation to the fire.
Stand up. You want me to put all the samagras in the fire?
Yeah.
Oh. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
devotees.